Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the endowment and its programs by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with government executives who are changing the way government does business. Our conversation today is with Morgan Bantley, Knowledge Management Coordinator in the Department of Veterans Affairs. Welcome, Morgan.
Hello.
And joining us is Miriam Browning, Principal Director for Enterprise Integration in the Office of the Army CIO. Welcome, Miriam.
Good morning.
Let's begin by finding out more about your agencies. Morgan, could you tell our listeners a little bit more about the VA roles and responsibilities?
Well, the VA consists of primarily three major aspects. One is, and they all are involved in providing benefits to veterans, either cemetery benefits, benefits such as compensation and pension benefits, housing loans, education loans, and then the bulk is health care services that we provide.
And I know everybody could describe the Army, but perhaps you could talk about its official responsibilities.
Officially, the Army is charged with safeguarding our national interests in war and peace. This is basically a non-negotiable contract with the American people grounded in the Constitution. Just to give you an example of the size of the Army, we have an annual budget of over $74 billion, approximately 1.5 million people, and we have over 180 installations worldwide.
And how about your careers? Miriam, perhaps you could begin by telling us about your career.
I began with the Army over 30 years ago, actually at Fort Ord, California, during the buildup of Vietnam. I have worked mainly with the Army, but also at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, the Department of Energy, and the Department of Defense Office of the Inspector General. I was also very fortunate to work 2 years as the director for the Center for Management Information at the National Academy of Public Administration. So I've had a broad spectrum across both government and in a nonprofit organization.
And in those different jobs, what type of positions did you hold?
Predominantly jobs in information technology and business management.
Morgan, how about you?
I started out working for the Department of Veterans Affairs about 20 years ago as a medical illustrator, and ended up moving up through the organization in terms of managing a graphics illustration department and then managing both graphics illustration and video production. And we were producing linear video products as well as satellite broadcasts. And then I started, added to those responsibilities, managing new media, which includes web design and CD-ROM production. So a whole gamut of media related products for education and communication. And in the course of that, eventually moved up to managing one of the sites that provided those services for Veterans Health Administration as well as overall VA, and then was involved in a lot of business reorganization activities within our organization.
Now, your title is you're described as the Knowledge Management Coordinator. What are your responsibilities in terms of knowledge management?
Well, the organization that I'm in directly within the VA is the Employee Education System, which is the main educational arm of Veterans Health Administration and the VA. There is a smaller unit within Veterans Benefits Administration that's responsible for education, but we consist of approximately 300 employees in the Employee Education System. And we, about a year ago, recognized the value of knowledge management and decided that we wanted to pilot some activities in that area so that we could demonstrate the value of that to Veterans Health Administration and the VA. And we created a position of knowledge management coordinator, and I was selected for that position. And in the past year, I've been working on three initiatives with three different communities within Veterans Health Administration to establish knowledge management strategies.
Miriam, how about you?
Knowledge management in the Army is in the office of the Chief Information Officer. And basically, knowledge management in the Army is about transformation and change. So it includes not only the traditional knowledge management aspects of collaborative computing and collaborative systems, but it also includes changes in governance, In infrastructure consolidation, we have a major effort to do that for our IT infrastructure, as well as building up our Army Enterprise Portal, which is Army Knowledge Online. And like the Veterans Administration, we also started off about 3 years ago with several pilot projects, which have come to fruition and have proved very beneficial in terms of knowledge sharing and bringing the Army into the Internet age.
What set of skills do the people have who are doing knowledge management in your organizations?
I would say the first skill is probably organizational and political savvy. You really need to know the organization, what areas should connect, what areas are ripe for change. That's probably the most important skill. The second skill would, of course, be organizational and interpersonal communications. And probably the third skill would be strategic and revolutionary thinking, because knowledge management can really be used to transform and to change how an organization does business.
I would agree with all those. And in addition, I think for enacting a knowledge management strategy, working with people, the ability to work with people and create a sense of commitment and enthusiasm and clearly communicate the goals and final vision of what you're trying to achieve so you can bring that into action and accomplish that, along with the, you know, some technical knowledge, because there's technical issues involved, as well as some librarian knowledge in terms of taxonomy and control vocabulary and project management skills.
I'm surprised it took so long to list technology, given the background you both described. Was that intentional?
Probably not intentional, but technology is not the dominant skill in knowledge management. It clearly is an enabler, because you have to have not only a good infrastructure to be able to collaborate and to share and access information across an organization, but first and foremost, the organization needs to focus on where it wants to go and how it wants to change, and then apply the technology.
How would you describe the development of knowledge management as you went through the skills there? Sort of skills we've heard before, but now they've been collectively organized in this new discipline, I might suggest. How do you describe the development of knowledge management?
It actually is the Army Knowledge Management Team is composed of many, many types of skills, many that we have mentioned, plus financial management skills, human resource skills, in addition to the project management technology skills. So on any single day, on Army Knowledge Management, we have a group of people with that blended skill set working together. When we first started knowledge management, it was more about providing knowledge centers. And the Army has over 30 knowledge centers. Some of them have won national awards. But as we expanded that to become more enterprise-wide, to develop our portal, to bring in new governance ideas, and to bring in new ideas about consolidation, we expanded not only the scope of knowledge management, but also we expanded the types of people that we needed to run this. This is a major transformation in the Army.
I think in general, knowledge management evolved because there was a recognition in the intellectual capital that organizations and corporations had that really wasn't being tapped. And I think one of the areas of focus of knowledge management is capturing the knowledge and experiences of employees that they get on the job that help them accomplish their work. And when you normally think of people retiring and the organization losing the corporate knowledge that those people have, that corporate knowledge is what we're trying to capture through knowledge management strategies and make that knowledge available for everyone within the organization.
Which of the positions you just described when you were going through your careers best prepared you to be a leader in the knowledge management area, and why?
I think the positions that have best qualified me are those positions where I sat high in the corporate headquarters, that is the Pentagon, and you could look out across the Army and see the interactions and see how the organization really works. And I've had several opportunities. One, when I was a very junior civil servant in the mid-70s, I was fortunate to be part of a think tank under the Army Vice Chief of Staff of the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army. And he let all of us in his little think tank walk around with him all the time and see how decisions were made at the 3- and 4-star level. That gave me great insight into how the Army operates. What are the informal processes? How people get things done? And basically you learn that the skills which are really important, of course, are knowledge of the subject areas, a high degree of integrity, common sense and just good communication skills. So I think that early knowledge of an organization can help you craft a knowledge management program, because it is not about technology. It's just not about library science. It's not about project management. It's about all of those.
And I think on from my point of view, having a background and an experience in providing education and learning for employees, we were able to see some of the gaps that existed from the line workers in a variety of areas, whether it was clinical or administrative, and get a good understanding of the need for knowledge sharing that exists within the organization, and not just knowledge sharing within certain areas of focus, but knowledge sharing across communities and from high levels of the organization to low levels of the organization.
It's time for a break. That's a good stopping point. Stick with us through the break, because afterwards we'll come back and we'll find out how technology supports knowledge management. This is the Business of Government Hour.